Why aren't you more like Mary? You could be. We celebrate that Mary was a human being who accepted God into her life. And God is given to us in the same way as he was given to Mary. Mary shared in his goodness and lived that way. She's the most significant human being that we know. And she didn't preach a word. She lived a word. Christ. And you and I come here to gather today in honor of Mary because she shows us what we can be. Why aren't you more like Mary? This dignified, respectful, kind, loving woman. Of all the scientists that have ever existed, of all the philanthropists, of all the people who've done good in the world, no one has had the impact that Mary has had. And you could have the same impact. That's what's so interesting. Why do we hold back? Out of habit? Do we think it would be unfair of us to suggest that we are comparable to Mary, equal to her? It wouldn't. She would glory in that. She would say then she had done some good by being a model for us of how we might live our lives. She lived her life going through all the sufferings and joys that every human being experiences in their lives. She was a pregnant teenager, no doubt brought embarrassment to herself and her family. After she'd had her baby, they had to escape to Egypt because someone was trying to kill them. She lived a challenging life, full of as many difficulties and joys as all of us do. She stands with dignity at the foot of the cross, having watched her son treated with such violence that it kills him. Do we experience that same dignity and grace in our lives? Isn't it time we stop being the fly off the handle, get upset, disappointed, depressed, unhappy about everything when we've got it better than most of the people who've ever lived in the world? Certainly better than Mary had it in terms of her circumstances. And she offers us today an invitation to stand by her. To stand with her, to also share in the goodness of God in our lives. Mary teaches us that it's possible. We look at Jesus' life and we say, I can't be like Jesus. He worked miracles. Well, Mary didn't work the walk on water miracles, but she worked the miracle of being who God made her to be. That's what you and I are invited to be who God made us to be, to begin this new year with the firm resolve and the grace of God to become all he made us to be, equal to Mary, one with her, as we stand by Christ. My brothers and sisters, we don't come together on this day to celebrate someone who's so distant from us that we can never understand what her life was like. We celebrate a person whom understood our lives and who we can understand her life. And she offers an invitation that we would be like her, just as she was like Christ. He had the same qualities, the same grace, the same dignity and respect, the same goodness and charity for people. And that's what we're asked to have. And it's so possible. Let our meditation be during this coming year. Why can't I be more like Mary? Why won't I? Yes, I will be more like Mary in this moment. And that's all we have to do. It is in this moment. We have to live in this moment in the same way Mary would. Worshiping Christ. Seeing his goodness. Allowing ourselves to experience the goodness that can be ours as we become who we should be before God and to one another. This is a wonderful celebration. It's so good for us to be here and to sing and pray and have communion with God, with one another, with Mary, and to know that she is for us the great example, a light to the world as her son was, as we are called to be in the lives of the people we live with. May we carry forth what Mary teaches us into our everyday living, that we may bring God and his good news alive in our lives during this coming year.